After last year, the level of success you guys had, what's it going to take to maintain that next year? And is it going to be even more difficult this year?
You know, we're all going hard right now in the weight room, on the field, and off the field, in classrooms and everything. So, you know, just putting the extra work in, extra effort, and going hard at everything we do, you know, I think that's going to help us.
To your right against the wall, please.
Coach Stoops, Michael Bradman from Saturday Down South. Coach Stoops has come out this offseason and said, you know, just because you don't know the guys that are about to emerge doesn't mean they're not there on our team. So who are some of the players that we may not know that you see having a big season next year?
Just on my offensive side, you know, we got a lot of young receivers. You know, some that come to my head, like Josh Ali, Isaiah Epps, Bryce Oliver, and Akeem Hayes. Those guys are going hard. You know, they want to live up to the hype that they came in with out of high school. You know, and they see the success that they can have. So they're just going hard every day. You know, working hard, doing everything in the classroom to be prepared for the field.
Your program took a higher profile not only in the SEC but in the nation last year. Is that a point of pride?
I mean, it is. You know, I'm just here to do what we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here in the middle. Okay.
You guys were the team last year that finally ended the that losing streak to Florida that I know you guys were so tired of hearing about. And now that third game, you're going to get a chance to build your own winning streak against them. What does that game mean to you guys now that you've beaten them?
You know, after the win at Florida, you know, everybody, we were excited, you know, but we knew we had a long season ahead of us. You know, we had a tough schedule last year, and I think we have a tough schedule this year. So we're going to look at every game one step at a time. You know, right now my main focus is Toledo. You know, I haven't even looked at anything for Florida, but if we were to beat them this year, you know, it'd be great.
Get in the middle, in the back row.
What's the biggest difference you've seen out of Terry from last year to this year, and how much does the offense change a little bit with no Benny, but more running backs in the backfield?
Terry's developing as a true quarterback and not just a running quarterback, so we work every day, me and him, just throwing a deep ball. You know, unfortunately, we couldn't connect on some of the deep balls last year throughout the whole season. So this year, our main focus as a whole receiving corps and quarterback corps, we just want to focus on connecting on the deep ball. And losing Benny, you know, Benny was a good player. But, you know, some of the running backs we got this year coming up, they're going to be just as good as him.
And to your right.
There was some speculation this offseason that Coach Grant was going to leave and go to Georgia. He obviously decided to stay at Kentucky. How big is that for just continuity of the offense for next season?
You know, everything is about chemistry, you know, and I think that's why Coach Grant really didn't leave. You know, he had the chemistry with us. You know, he built a bond and relationship that he has with the whole team. And, you know, that's my guy, so I really respect him for doing that.
In the back row, go ahead and just speak loudly.
To be a punt returner, kickoff returner, receiver, wildcat quarterback, a little bit of everything, how much do you enjoy being so many different roles, having so many different roles on this team?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I really don't take time to think about it like that. You know, I'm just a ball player. You know, I'm doing everything I've been doing since I was a small kid. You know, I started playing football at the age of 5. And, you know, my uncle always told me he seen something special in me. So for me to be doing that at the next level in college, you know, it just opened up a lot of kids' eyes around the world. And, you know, they reach out to me all the time. And I just tell them, like, just keep following your dreams and everything come true as long as you work hard.
Right here in the front row.
Along those lines, how much more comfortable are you in the offense, and how does that impact your ability to play different roles, being in the backfield, being a wide receiver?
You know, I know the offense like the back of my hand. You know, if they were to call something right now, I just know everybody's position from the line, quarterback, running back, and receiver. So, you know, just being able to know all that, it makes my job easier, and I can help everybody else on the field.
Getting in the back.
Cash mentioned a little while ago when we had you guys up in the lobby, nobody wants Kentucky to win.
Yeah.
Except Kentucky people. What do you think he means by that? And do you feel a sense of no matter what Kentucky does, it's never good enough compared to maybe some other schools?
I could piggyback off that because everyone just think we're either handed a W or we just go take a W or something like that, I guess. You know, everything we do is not good enough for nobody around the world. You know, I mean, I'm fine with that. You know, I'm not here to please nobody but my teammates and my coaches and our fans. So if anybody want to think about us any different than what they should see us for, and that's on them. You know, I don't really come off want to say it like I'm trying to be negative, but, I mean, you got to come to reality sooner or later. We're a good football team, whether they want to believe it or not.
Yes, right here.
Back in high school, you know, I had a lot of touchdowns, so they just called me Six because of the touchdowns. Yeah.
How many touchdowns
do I have this year? Hopefully, God willingly, double the ones I had last year and many more, but it's gonna be fun.
To your right against the wall.
I know you were asked about Terry Wilson earlier, but in the spring game, he looked really good throwing the ball. Is that something that you saw all spring from him?
All spring, all summer, even last year. You know, I just think, you know, being a first-time quarterback coming out of JUCO and going to play into one of the toughest leagues in college football, you know, I don't know what more did they expect out of him. You know, with having Benny in the backfield, you know. So it's like me, I see Terry in my eyes as one of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen play, you know. And I like a lot of quarterbacks, you know. Even being younger, my favorite team was like Oregon when they had Marcus Mariota there, and he was a good quarterback. But I see Terry exceeding more than him.
Okay, we'll go right back here in the middle again.
Earlier this week, we asked a player, I believe it was from Florida, who the most rowdy fan base he's dealt with is, and we were surprised, but he said Kentucky. Would you agree that Kentucky is the most rowdy fan base, or and also who's the craziest fan base you've had to deal with as a player?
I think Big Blue Nation is very, very rowdy, you know, and that just comes from getting no respect, you know. Our fans, they love our program, they love our teams, every team, not just football or basketball, every team in our program, and I just think they get overexcited sometimes, but I love it, you know. I need their energy to have my energy, and I think the rowdiest teams, fan base we played was probably South Carolina. My freshman year when we went down there, you know, things got a little chippy between us and the fans, you know. They've been at the end zone, and that's where we warm up at. A couple words would exchange, but they get a little crazy.
Do we have anything else? We have a good talker here.
I mean, we played 12 regular season games, you know. I'm going to every game expecting to win, so I ain't going to get no prediction, you know. We're preparing every day at practice to go and win a game, not to lose a game. You know, I see the statistics everybody put out there online. You know, I don't pay attention to it. I'm a winner. I'm not a loser. I don't like losing. I love winning. And, you know, we just going to work hard, and whatever happens after the game, it happens.
Here to your left.
What do you want to do after football, whenever that may end?
You know, I just want to go back and give back to the younger kids in my city. You know, a lot of people there, they have a lot of talent, but get overlooked because of where we come from. You know, some of the pathways wasn't set right for the kids growing up. Even for myself, it was hard for me to even come and get offers, you know, out of high school because of the background. So I really just want to work with kids, you know, and develop them and have them have more opportunities for themselves.